e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest.
Now we
it's
can definitely
time
hear
for
it.
The NIT brake.
So since Rich and Eli are just absolutely beaming with content, they did not get a chance to award this week's NIT break. So we will reluctantly do so because it has to be done.
And it has to be done. We have to award a winner. And I will be playing the role of host Monty this week.
Ooh, okay. Then I'm going to clear everything off of my knee so that it can be slapped out of hilarity.
Yeah.
Candidate number one.
Okay. I like being on the other side of this.
To laugh at your own jokes? Does it feel... Don't hurt yourself over there.
Yeah, I didn't feel great.
So DJ, candidate number one.
Yeah.
Is actually DJ. Oh. I don't know if you know this, but you were not here for Work in Progress last week. You elected for Lando to fill in because you had mornings or something going on? What was going on?
No, I got made a jerk by my entire crew because we were like, how about all three of us not work Sunday?
No, I told Killer and we want to work on Sunday.
Ooh. All of a sudden, I am no longer on the schedule, but it's fine.
Well, you were out last week. Yeah. We could have used your expertise because DJ had a little slip up when it came to identifying who the, as you can see, the elf hat in here, the bucket hat of Gilligan from Gilligan's Island. He didn't know who played Gilligan.
It is 919 here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The ticket, you've got Work in Progress. You've got DJ Ringenberg. You've got Matt Ham, Hamon, Hamburguesa, Birmingham.
Mm-hmm. With a bucket hat.
With his elf bucket hat on, looking like Gilligan,
right
as
there.
Always. It's a very strong look over there. He's even got the body profile of Gilligan. If he was like a foot taller, he would be John Denver.
Is it John Denver?
Or, wait, what's his
Bob
name?
Denver?
Bob Denver.
John
Denver. I was like, John Denver
the
is
singer?
Not right. Wait a second. What does John Denver look like?
Nothing like that.
Does he look like either me or Lando now?
Obviously.
No, not even
not
close.
At all.
He looks dead now.
Breaking news.
Dead in 97.
John Denver died in December or October of 1997. News. Well, on that note.
John Denver looks like hippie Steve Irwin.
Y'all literally could not make it 1 minute into the show last
Don't
week.
Don't say y'all. It was all him.
Without an
Me?
E-break.
Yeah.
What does John Denver look like?
Yeah, what does John Denver look
I
like?
Know.
I'll be honest. I mean, you got put into an e-break there that I never would have put myself in because I had no idea that the guy who played Gilligan was named anything Denver, so I would have never even tried that.
But I know he wasn't John Denver.
That I would have probably
singer.
Known. But I don't know now I do, but I didn't know then Bob Denver played Gilligan. Like, you don't... We're in our 30s, dude. You don't have to know that information.
What does John Denver look like? It was hammered into me as a kid. This is what Bob Denver looks like. Don't forget it.
As you're watching through the bars. A little TV.
Why do
the
I
stuff.
Need to know this?
Why is he always in prison?
Yeah.
He was born there.
True. As we heard earlier via George Shea.
Well, I'm glad to hear job security there.
Yes. But as candidate number one. Candidate number two, Jason Killer Kellison.
What?
Who filled in for Monty.
Yes!
He was on The Invasion, wasn't he?
He was also on The Invasion some days.
It's a big shoe to fill.
When he wasn't filled in for by Dylan Reed.
Oh, you may be right. Okay.
He said pillow weird.
I don't hear him saying it at all.
Telling us that? I mean, I can't tell.
Is that one on the candidate's card?
I have skipped out on the pillowcase.
You don't use a pillowcase?
No, I have like one of those cold pillows.
Oh, okay.
And when you put the case over it, it effectively ends the cold.
I have to have a pillowcase because I sweat a lot.
See, I wash that the casing on the pillow.
Yeah, I've got
you
to.
You have to.
How many pillows do you guys use when you sleep?
What do you mean?
Like, I have one pillow, but my wife's got, like, three different pillows.
What does she do with them?
Is he saying pillow's weird?
He's saying pillow.
Pillow?
I'd say milk.
Milk.
Milk?
He doesn't do it as bad with milk.
Pillow.
But he's definitely pillow. Saying pillow.
With
you're
an
saying
E?
Pillow.
Pillow. Like, with an E.
Or an A.
Or an A. Pillow.
Or a U.
Pedro?
All right, so what did she do with the three pillows?
Didn't the Stars just sign Glenn Gullitson? What are they talking about?
It was a slow news day.
Anyway, good call on Travis's part, because I have definitely heard people say that word like that before, and they usually do confuse their I's and E's like that, and they'll say milk.
Instead of milk?
Or, yeah.
Pillow.
Or pillow.
Pillow.
I definitely have a friend that says pillow.
I've never heard anyone say pillow before.
Yeah.
Too. How many pillows do you guys use?
And good call, too, on letting the first one go and then waiting to see if he does it again. And he absolutely...
It took by the third one for Tyler to finally crack his mic open.
Double down.
Sounds like he's...
He's saying pillow.
He's shortening Pelotons.
To pillows?
Pillows. Yeah.
Hey, you guys get on your pillows earlier?
See that contract?
No.
Got multiple Pelotons.
You know the answer is no for me, killer. Stop asking.
Dude. How many pillows do you guys use when you sleep?
Would you stick around in a Peloton class if I was leading it?
Hey, guys!
I'm on a hand bike.
Yeah.
No.
You wouldn't even give me a chance.
No. Sorry.
I'm like, all right, once you guys finish your hot dog, we'll get going.
Yeah, our instructor tapped out after 20
seconds. This class is great.
I didn't realize I needed an entire batch of hot dogs to get through my Peloton class.
Oh, I got to be riding with them? Oh, but they're taking the class.
This guy insisted.
It's not really a fitness forward Peloton class. Kind of goes the other way.
Yeah, we're making it to where you break your Peloton when you sit on it and all the hot dogs you eat.
But yeah, that is candidate number two. Candidate number three, we knew this was going to happen. As soon as the Mavericks were awarded the first overall pick in the draft, mm-hmm. and everybody knew Cooper Flagg would be in this draft, we knew at some point somebody would slip up and forget a letter in Flagg.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Flagg with two G's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I've spelt wrong.
Yeah.
But
sometimes I say it wrong. You guys just can't tell because it still sounds...
Because you're... Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we figured it'd either be Bob or Orlando to mess up his last name.
Because that other word is in their normal vocabulary so much.
Every other word
like,
off air with
cut
Bob.
Cut Bob off in traffic.
Hey!
Put a mic in his car.
But it was neither of them this time. For the first time. It was actually Matt McLaren.
For the third
How
time.
I think ideally they wanted things to run last year, even when Luka was here, is where you can kind of ride the hot hand from your bench and play matchups and still have high quality and still be super flexible in what you can do on the court, both offensively and defensively.
So Bobby Marks, who was a former NBA general manager and has been doing this for a long time, he's been tweeting out these, I guess, one sheets essentially for different NBA franchises and what they've got and where their salaries are. So he throws this out, and this does not include Cooper, or it does include Cooper. Okay, so I didn't see this. I said Flag. Don't worry.
That was a close one, though.
So he's got the starting five as Russell, Thompson, Cooper Flag, Anthony Davis, and D-Live.
Checking the tape, he did not say Flag.
No, and you
it
can hear...
Very, yeah.
That he was headed down that direction when he said in cood.
Yeah.
And was already...
He started swerving and then just...
I guess he left his L's at home that morning.
Yeah.
And wasn't going to put them in any word.
So
and I was...
he throws this out. And this does not include Cooper. Or see? It does include Cooper. Okay. So
yeah.
I didn't see this.
I was sitting in here because I was doing the signal, whatever they call it, that morning. And this was their 9:30 segment. And I was, you know, just... on my computer or whatever, and the second he said that, boy, I popped up and was looking around and looking at Tyler. And
I said it right.
And that's why you hear him say that, because he sees his entire crew and me looking around like, did he just say that bad?
Monty Catnip. Somebody mispronounces something, or it sounds like he said something shocking.
Mispronounce it like that, yes. I'm going to pop my head up.
Especially that word, too.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's a
he's
it's
very
a,
drawn to that word.
It's a jarring word.
Can we hear his swerve again?
So he throws this out, and this does not include Cooper. Or it does include Cooper. Okay, so I didn't see this. I said Flag. Don't worry.
That was a close one, though.
So he's got the starting five as Russell,
Cood.
But yeah, Matt McLaren, candidate three. Candidate four, also Matt McLaren.
No.
So, I guess this would have happened after the e-break last week.
Nothing wrong with that.
Because Donovan took off that last Friday, so Killer was back in. So McLaren thought, Killer won the e-brake earlier in the day, and then we have a weird pronunciation.
But Cooper Flagg, noon today, introductory press conference. You'll hear it right here on the ticket. But how about a little Friday frivolity, and for that, we bring in another champion. Your e-brake winner this week, here's Killer.
We might want to double-check that.
You didn't win?
He was nominated.
I was nominated, but I did not get a vote, my friend.
Oh. You didn't even get a vote? Who told us that? Because we didn't. We got out of the car before.
Thanks for rubbing it in. I really appreciate
it. Who won?
It was a close race, but it did not involve Killer. Davey won 5-4.
It was close
to
that
zero.
Way more sense.
Yeah, dude, yes. I was going to Goliaths. Goliaths.
Careful.
Davey.
What?
Yay.
Oh, this is its own new break now.
All right, well, I take back what I said.
EA and Goliath.
I'm just another loser.
Gosh,
the self-defeatist attitude.
He's always promoting his book.
But between Pello and Goliath.
So I remember earlier when we were talking about Paul Pierce and how he got to where he was by just the amount of self-confidence he has and his game and all that. So if this is a world where you have to give and take and there's only a finite amount of things, all of the stuff, all the confidence that Paul Pierce has, I think he siphoned from Killer, because Killer has absolutely zero
and Killer,
broadcast confidence.
Killer's
in himself.
Just Sean Bradley after the Monstars have sucked all his talent out. It's just a shell of himself.
Two Goliaths.
Gosh,
I'm just a loser.
Or is it a scale though? So he might not be able to speak, but he's got like a huge dong or something.
I'm just another loser.
No. I've been next to him in the bathroom and. Let's just say his balls get pretty wet.
God. I prefer the theory that there's a finite amount of talent and ability to talk, yeah.
And it's a scale. You gotta pull and get some yourself.
And if you get better, if you self-improve, that means someone else got worse.
It's only, not limitless here.
Two Goliaths. Goliaths?
Goliaths.
I'm a loser.
It's Goliaths.
I'm just another loser.
Oh, Killer. But yeah, that's your last candidate.
Oh,
the last candidate, though.
What?
The last candidate I played.
You mean that was the previous one?
Yeah,
is that
the
what you meant?
Candidate.
Okay. That was the last candidate that you heard. Weird.
Why would I phrase it like that?
No. Very confusing.
Genius.
Our final candidate, if you will. Justin Montemayor.
Whoa!
Yeah. He confused.
No way.
He confused a couple different actors earlier this week when he was filling in with the Sweet Spot.
Yeah, it was Mini-Me and Michael Clark Duncan.
No, it was not you two. Or you and Johnny Sins or whatever. It was actually Scott Glenn. He confused him for somebody else.
You're probably like, man, this movie probably has, like, I don't know, Aaron Sorkin as the writer, and the dialogue's really going to go over my head. No.
I think it won Best Picture in 98.
It's really grounded in just action and ramming 18-wheelers into each other on the roadways.
That's what we need.
So,
we need more movies like this now.
Well, we can't reprise that one exactly.
Well, not with him. We could remake it with somebody else.
Put Scott Glenn in there.
Sure. Scott Glenn?
Is that his name?
The guy from...
Talking about Glenn Powell?
Glenn Powell,
that's it. Scott Glenn's the old, is he the older guy? Anyway.
They're totally different. Yeah, Scott Glenn...
the old...
Yes, he is.
I was thinking
older.
Of Glenn Powell.
He's alive. He's 86 years old. Now, if you want to make Black Dog with...
Still a better candidate than Swayze.
86-year-old Scott Glenn, let's go.
He can barely see over the steering wheel.
Yeah, hunky Scott Glenn.
I don't think they've ever been up for the same role.
You don't think they see each other in the casting room? Damn it.
Scott.
You again?
Scott Glenn is 86 and Glenn Powell is 36. So...
Combine them, get Scott Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
That's an actor. I mean, if you Google his name, the first thing that pops up, now this is obviously a decade old, but it's a photo of him holding this giant knife and says Scott Glenn is a 75-year-old knife-fighting, spear-fishing madman.
What?
Look at this thing. Looks amazing for that age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could star in the new version of Black Dog.
He's also Stick in Daredevil.
That's right.
Boy, if Daddy hopped on his show, he might catch a sword. Scott Glenn.
Brother.
Anyway, you had your own John Denver moment. I had a Scott Glenn moment. It happens, man.
I'll vote Scott Glenn in. Is that what we're doing here?
No, we're not doing trifecta.
No,
you're
sure?
Confusing it.
You sure you want to vote?
This is not the hard line. We're doing a segment for the sweet spot.
You want to vote that way? You sure about that? Might be an idiot.
I thought I was, Bob.
Okay, you're not Bob.
No, I'm not sure.
Why don't you just vote? Give me your vote. I'll take it.
No, now I'm not good to. Now I realize it doesn't even matter.
All right, was that the last candidate or the last final candidate?
That was the
candidate?
Final candidate.
Okay.
Can we recap the candidates?
Yeah, can we play them all again at once?
Yeah. Simultaneously play them all again.
He'll do
what
it.
What does John Denver look like?
I don't think he can. It's hard to do.
What does John Denver look like?
How many pillows do you guys? I'm just another loser. Two Goliaths. Goliaths?
That's pretty good.
Thanks. All right.
All right, so your candidates. DJ for confusing John Denver and Bob Denver.
Thank you.
Killer for saying pillows weird. McLaren for saying Cooper Flag without the L. This one's a combo, I guess, for McLaren thinking that Killer won the e-break, but Killer saying Goliaths. And then Monty confusing Scott Glenn for Glenn Powell. Let's go ahead and start with Michael Dixon in the ticker room.
I will vote McLaren.
Okay. For which one?
The unfortunate omission of the L.
Okay. Connor.
I'm going to go with Goliath.
Okay. Monto.
I will also vote for Matt McLaren and Cooper.
Thank you. Mr. Deej?
I want to vote Killer Pelos.
Pelos.
Or Pelos.
Pelos?
It wasn't, yeah, he's not a pelophile.
So how many is that for Killer?
I noticed you weren't keeping track over there.
Well, normally I don't do this.
But so far, it's 2-1-1.
See, I was going to vote for DJ for not knowing who Bob Denver is.
Then if you do that, Matt McLaren wins, and that's fine.
But I think he's going to win anyways because he is the winner because I'm voting for him instead.
Okay.
Okay.
There he is.
Didn't have to explain all of that. But
Matt McLaren wins this week's NIT break. He now has 5 all time.
Okay.
Still pales in comparison to old Ham over here.
Do what you want.
I don't have that many.
You have 9.
I thought I have 10 now.
Cups.
You missed a week.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I won 2 weeks ago. I'm at double digits now.
All right.
What's up?
10.
You're the Goliath.
You are a
Goliath in the industry.
You can lay your head on your pillow tonight thinking about that. Well, thank you, Ham. That was great, dude.
Thank you for having me have you do it.
You did it.
Oh.
We'll do the real version of the NIT break at its real time this week.
I'm going to let you know, not hosting it.
What?
I feel like he did a good enough job where you could call it the real NIT break just because you didn't do it.
I think I guess, since he's, it's out of the time slot, but Monty is the host of it.
If he wanted to go watch Pepper Theft instead of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What if that's what Junior thinks whenever he does scatter shooting? How crushed would he be if he found out that Junes was diminishing Monty doing it?
I mean, that's fine. I don't like doing it anyway. You guys want me to do it in 2 weeks?
His psyche is so fragile.
No kidding.
It's unbelievable. For as much outward confidence as
he has.
Okay,
I'll do it next Friday. I'll get to work on it.
Just end the show.
All right, let's get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow.
Where?
Oh, yeah. Right in here. From 1 until 3. We'll see you then.
I'm just another loser.